Thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded call. Who do I, am I speaking with Adrian or Adrian?
Well, this is John.
Yes.
Yes, I have Adrian Jefferson, new claimant for her Depo Provera case.
Thank you, Josh. I'll go ahead and take the call from this point forward. Thank you.
Yes, John, just like your name.
John, have a good day. Have a good night. Take care.
All right. Bye. All right. Not Josh. All right. Take care.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm doing well. So I'm a case intake specialist for the Depo Provera lawsuit. I'm assuming you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit.
Yes.
Okay, very good. And then this is a recorded call. I've already advised you that. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
I have not.
Okay, and are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay, good. And then you would be filing this claim for yourself?
Yes.
All right, and you're a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. And could you provide me the approximate date of your diagnosis?
June 25th, 2006.
Okay. Let me repeat that. June 25th, 2006?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Again, I'm sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but I'm here to help you get justice.
Thank you.
By helping you connect with a law firm that can file a claim for compensation for damages. What is your date of birth, please?
11/19/72.
Okay. That's 11/19/1972?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you know any other person that has received Depo injections and also was diagnosed with a meningioma?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
And it's okay. Did you use the brand name Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay, good. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year before your diagnosis?
I use it for 5 years.
And I'll ask about that, those time frames. And then can you also confirm you've had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, and those 4 injections were at least within a year?
Yes.
Okay. And then you mentioned that you have used Depo or had the Depo injections for, did you say 5 years?
Yes.
Okay. Could you provide me the approximate start date for your injections?
I don't know the exact date, but I know it was in May of 2001. It may have been, let's see.
It's okay. What
maybe
I can do
around
is...
the middle, something like that, maybe around the middle of the month or something.
Okay, so I'll put May 15th, 2001. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that'd be okay.
Okay, and then when did you stop getting injections?
In the month of June, okay. June 2006.
So I can put June 25th, 2006. The day of your diagnosis would have been also the day that we estimate that you stopped getting injections. Would you say that's right?
Yes.
Okay. And then the next question you already answered, which is, did you use Depo Provera between January 1992 through present date? And the answer is yes, because it was between 2001 and 2006.
Okay.
And Adrian, and I'm going to confirm your gender is female. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And can I get your marital status, please?
I'm single.
Okay, thank you. And then the spelling of your first name, is it A-D-R-I-A-N-E?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a middle initial?
M.
Okay. And then the last name is Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No.
Okay. And then, Adrian, could you provide me your social, please?
343-621-507.
Okay, let me repeat that back to you just to make sure I have it correct. I have 343-621-507. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Also, any forms that you sign, like, for example, the legal agreement that authorizes legal representation, as well as the request for medical records, I'll send copies of those forms to your email address. I have your email address as being your first name and then your last name, and then the number 72@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have this phone number that appears on my call ID, 312-282-1542. Is that your number?
Yes.
And that's a cell phone?
Yes.
Great. And then if you do meet the criteria, and I do have you sign the agreement, there's one final step, and that's a case verification call that would occur between you and the law firm. They just need to hear that you have received depot injections in the past, you were diagnosed with a meningioma, and that it is okay to submit the request for medical records and start working on your case. That's the case verification call. It generally occurs within 24 to 48 hours. What is the best time that you can be reached by the firm? Would that be morning, afternoon, or evening?
I'll say afternoon.
Okay, very good. Thank you. And then what is your address, please?
My address is 6371 Collins Road, apartment 403, Jacksonville, Florida, 32244.
Okay, and did you say it was apartment 403?
Yes.
Okay, and let me repeat that just to make sure, repeat the address to make sure I have it correct. I have 6371 Collins Road, that's apartment 403, Jacksonville, Florida, 32244?
Correct.
Thank you, Adrian. All right, now I'm going to ask you some questions about your medical treatment and diagnosis. We'll start with the diagnosis. Do you recall the name of the doctor that diagnosed your meningioma?
It was Dr. Richard. I can't pronounce the name.
Can you spell it for me, please?
B-Y-R-N-E. Byron, whatever, I can't pronounce it.
I'm sorry, is that B as in boy?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, and then the next letter?
Yeah, B as in boy.
Okay, and next letter?
Y.
Uh-huh.
R.
Okay.
N-E.
Okay, Burn, probably. Would that
Byrne,
be Dr.
Yeah.
Richard W. Burn?
Yes.
Okay, it looks like he is a doctor out of Jacksonville, a neurosurgeon to be exact. So it's not, that's the type of doctor that does diagnose meningiomas. All right. And did Dr. Byrne also oversee your treatment?
It was another doctor that did, like, the radiation therapy.
Okay, and we'll go over that in just a moment. Okay. And by the way, when you received this diagnosis for a meningioma, did you receive it in a hospital setting?
Yeah, it was in the same place that I got the...
radiation?
The same place that I was getting my injections and everything.
And what was the name of the hospital?
It was the Mayo Clinic in Florida.
Okay. Was that in Jacksonville, Florida?
Yes.
Okay. So Dr. Byrne diagnosed you with meningioma at the Mayo Clinic, and that would have been at 4500 San Pablo Road South, Jacksonville, Florida. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, that's it.
And then you also got treated at this facility, the Mayo Clinic, but just under a different doctor?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
And I'll ask for the doctor's name that treated you in just a moment here. Bear with me here.
Okay.
I'm sorry you had to go through radiation therapy, you said?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pleased that you were on the phone with me and you're a survivor. That's important. All right. Adrian,
absolutely.
Can you share with me the name of the doctor that treated you, that provided the radiation therapy?
His name was Dr. Robert Miller.
Okay. And he's also at the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, Florida?
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Robert Miller. Let's see if I can find him. Bear with me here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I found him. Dr. Robert C. Miller, radiation oncologist?
Yep.
Okay, great. Thank you. Oh, one moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
And did you ever get a cancer diagnosis before you were diagnosed with a meningioma?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry for the silence. What I'm doing is I'm actually entering this information and about the doctor, the medical doctors and facilities. So bear with me here.
Okay.
Thank you for being so patient. Okay. Dr. Robert C. Miller, MD. Radiation oncology, also at the Mayo Clinic. Neurosurgeon, neurologist. Okay. All right. So that covers the name of the doctor that diagnosed you, Dr. Richard Byrne. Name of the doctor that treated you, Dr. Robert Miller, both at the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville on San Pablo Road. All right. Now I'd like to ask you the name of the doctor that prescribed Depo-Provera.
Her name was Dr. Erin Voss.
And
she's
Is Erin E-R-I-N?
Yes.
Okay, and Voss, can you spell the last name for me?
V as in Victor.
Okay.
O-S-S.
Okay, and what facility is she out of? Work
she's
for?
The same place.
Is it
same
Mayo?
Place.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a physician assistant.
Is it? Okay. And she's the person that prescribed Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I found her, physician assistant, Erin Voss, PA. Okay. And again, this is at the Mayo Clinic. Did you receive injections at the Mayo Clinic?
Yes.
Okay. And it was the same location, the one on San Pablo Road South in Jacksonville?
Yes.
Okay,
same
great.
One.
All right, just to confirm, you never had had to go to a CVS or Walgreens to fill a prescription for Depo-Provera? That's because
no.
the injections were on site at the Mayo Clinic?
Yes.
Okay, let me make a note of that. Received DP, Depo-Provera injections on site at Mayo Clinic. Okay. At Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, Florida. Here, there we go. And do you happen to have in your possession any medical records that could confirm the diagnosis or outline the treatments?
I do. I have to locate them, though. I do. I keep a record of everything.
Oh, good, good. Okay. And if the law firm did request them, you could provide them by sending copies in the mail or faxing them or emailing them?
Yes, it's not. Okay. I can get them. I have no problem.
More than likely, you don't need to send them because the law firm will, if they agree to take your case, they would request those medical records directly from the doctors or from the hospital. All right. You do meet the criteria.
Okay.
You do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. The law firm that's interested in speaking to you is a very reputable, experienced law firm.
Okay.
Before I send out the paperwork for you to sign, that'll be our last step is just signing the agreements, and then you and I will be done. But don't forget there is that case verification call. The law firm does ask for an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. This is a precaution that helps prevent disruptions in your case. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I'm the, my daughter.
Your daughter, okay. And her name, please.
Ashley Jefferson.
Is that A-S-H-L-E-Y?
Yes.
And she spells the last name the same as yours?
Yes.
Of course. And her phone number, please.
312. 312.
Okay.
613-1690.
Okay, perfect. Let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. I have 312-613-1690.
Yes.
Great. And would you happen to know Ashley's email address?
Let's see. I think it's, wait a minute, let me go, let me see. Let's see. I think it's Ash something. Let me type it in. Yeah. Ashley MJ 312@yahoo.com.
Oh, thank you. Let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. It's Ashley and then M as in Michael, J as in John, 312@yahoo.com.
Yep.
Okay, and you already stated she lives with you, so that'd be 63371 Collins Road, apartment 403, Jacksonville, Florida, 32244.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And guess what? We're in a moment, I'll be sending you the text message. That text will have a link to the forms to sign. And then once we finish signing, we'll be all done. And bear with me here. So before I send the forms, I want to take a moment to confirm I have the information correct. You're filing a claim for yourself. Unfortunately, you were diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year. That diagnosis occurred on June 25th, 2006. That's June 25th. And your date of birth is November 19th, 1972. You did consume Depo-Provera, the brand name, for at least 1 year and had at least 4 injections within a year prior to your diagnosis. You have used the product roughly 5 years between May 15, 2001 and June 25, 2006. That would have been during the qualifying period after January 1992 through present date. I confirmed the spelling of your name, A-D-R-I-A-N-E, Adrian Jefferson, middle initial M. Confirm your social, your email, your phone number. You're aware of the case verification call. We gather the doctor that diagnosed you is Dr. Byrne, the doctor that treated you, Dr. Miller, Aaron Voss, physician assistant, prescribed Depo-Provera. You received injections at your treatment, your diagnosis. Everything was at the Mayo Clinic. And everything looks good. So in a few seconds, you're going to get a text message, and that will have the link to the forms to sign. And that'll again be the legal agreement. And so let me give you some background. Once the case verifications call is complete and the firm agrees to take your case, what you can expect is they'll do this on a contingency basis, meaning there's no upfront costs, no fees to pay. The law firm is only paid if they're successful in getting you compensated for damages. Okay, they're only paid if they're successful. If they're unsuccessful, you would not owe anything to the firm, to the law firm. Does that make sense?
Okay.
And if they are successful, you would get 60% of the amount compensated, and then the firm would get 40%. That's actually standard for a mass tort or for a personal injury lawsuit. All right?
Okay.
Okay, so by now you should have received that text message with a link to the forms.
Yes, I'm doing it now.
Okay, great. So you want to click on the link. You'll have to agree to SMS messages, and then you'll see something like, please review it. I'm sorry. Please review and act on these documents. You'll see John Maurer. Mm-hmm. That's me from the case intake specialist that helped you get signed up for this lawsuit. And then you'll put a check mark next to the box that reads agree to electronic records and signatures or consent to electronic records and signatures.
Okay. Got it.
Okay, perfect. And then next you can follow the yellow navigation buttons beginning with start. And each continue button is going to show you on the page where you would need an initial or a signature.
They want me to draw my signature. Oh, my God.
Or you can.
Oh, that's not going to be true.
What you can do is to the left of the above the signature box to the left, you'll see select style. The app will actually create a signature for you.
Got it.
You like that one better?
Okay. Yep.
Perfect.
Okay.
And then
for
when
all
you're
the yellow boxes.
Yes, yellow boxes. And then when you're finished, let me know. Because that'll be my cue to do one final thing.
Okay, I want, let me see. I want my initials right here. And there you go. I think I'm done. It's done.
Okay.
Yep.
Did you get a confirmation you're finished?
Yep, it says you're done signing.
Oh, yes.
All parties have completed.
Yes, indeed. Okay, so don't forget you've got copies of these forms sent to your email. They're in your email box. We have the case verification call that should occur in 24 to 48 hours. It's a quick call. They just want to hear that you've had received depot injections. You're unfortunately diagnosed with a meningioma, and it's okay to start working on your case by submitting the request for medical records. Well, Adrian, I want to say thank you for letting me help you. You're wonderful to work with. I know these are unfortunate circumstances that brought us together, and I'm sorry for that. The fact that you developed a meningioma because of the depot injections. But I'm pleased you're going to get justice from this law firm that's interested in taking your case. They'll let us know once that case verification call is complete. You'll know that they've agreed to take the case because they'll start working on getting medical records. If you take time to reach a
harmed
by this product, but it is an opportunity to get compensated for damages that would include past and future medical bills, pain and suffering, and even a loss of income while you're getting treatments. So is there any questions I can answer for you?
No, you pretty much covered everything. I appreciate your help.
I appreciate you. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to send you a text message, and this is from my direct line. Because I'm in Irvine, California, I would like to have record of who was the person that helped you get signed up to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. And then also, it'll remind you to be on the lookout for a call from A4D or Pulaski Kirker. That's the law firm or their managing agency. They're going to be the ones that are going to be calling you to do that case verification call. And so I'm going to send you their name and phone number so you have it also of it on record.
Okay.
I just sent that text. It should be ready for you.
Okay. Yep, got it.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Well, I want to say again, thank you for letting me help you. I'm sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but I do want you to know you're about to get great representation from an excellent firm.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. You have a great day, rest of the day, and a good rest of the week, okay?
You as well, John. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure, Adrian. You take care. Bye for now.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.